Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules and the march today, the Women's March, for hopefully all the new legislation that's presented in Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next. But anyway, and thank you, too, for the Conscious Evolution process and programming for the new jobs we're going to be talking about today. And I have two fabulous guests today. And this is Lynn right now, Spiritual Emergency Training, where we are bringing in the light, shining in the darkness, bringing in the light where the darkness dwells. Well, yeah. All righty. So we have Andy Miller is on today. And here for the conscious evolution of our species, for sure. That's why we're all attracting one another today. And he is a philosophical stoic with quite the sense of humor there, too. He's got computer-based education. He uses computers to diagram family emotional processes and community emotional environmental issues. He has a background in his mother was heavily involved in legislation for libraries and women's rights way back, and he also works with pastors and counselors, which is just really important today. And his dad was a champion for science and human awareness, so that's his background, and it really ties in well with. I'm just so excited, too, to have Reverend Dr. Michael Gross. He has a statement on his website, it's michaelgross.com, I believe. Anyway, we'll get to more of that towards the end. I help people incorporate spirituality into their daily lives in order for them to have a complete, fulfilling, prosperous, and happy life. And his education background, which is just divine for this movement, is... He's Reverend Dr. Michael Gross, a non-denominational minister. He has a doctorate of energetic healing from ARI and dual masters and baccalaureate degrees in human services, so important right now, and gerontology from New Hampshire College. He is also a graduate of the University of Washington School of Certified Professional Guardianship and Tacoma Community School of Hypnotherapy. He is also a certified Reiki master, healer, teacher. I love this. This is so important. Roger Callan trained thought field therapist, teacher, and a King County Bar Association trained guardian ad litem. Okay, and his work experience is fabulous. He has been in marketing and sales, entrepreneur, very important right now to pull this, what we're trying to do. To bring in this new government legislation, divine government legislation for the people, by the people, for conscious evolution and saving the planet. Okay, so marketing, sales, entrepreneur, and CEO of several corporations. He's also taught at City University of Bellevue, Washington, courses in economics, marketing, and business communications, as well as Reiki and the thought field therapy again. Michael also is licensed by the Supreme Court of the State of Washington as a court-appointed certified professional guardian, taking care of incapacitated persons. He's also been retained by several international corporations as a consultant. He has traveled in Australia, New Zealand, South America, British West Indies, Dutch Antilles, and from coast to coast, including Hawaii, teaching at lecturing on metaphysics and self-empowerment and healing. And it's just, he's had an international radio show too, a spiritual teacher intuitive, which is where we're all going, multidimensional healer. Alrighty, and it's just such a pleasure to have them both on. I'm going to go ahead and we'll be bringing them both in, and just one more reading here real quick is my latest editorial that I definitely need their help on, and yours too as listeners. Words, words, words. Anyway, okay. the subject line for it, and a lot of times I'll switch it. But anyway, I put Conscious Evolution for Armies of Light. Alan Cohen, 25, he's the author, too, of 25 books, and he's here for the Soul Gang, Army of Light. And Armies of Light, these new enlightenment services, so to speak, are for our new mental health services of the future that are really imperative at heart and soul level. So how did we become one nation under guns, bombs, drugs, abuse, and wars that give massive profits and power to the oligarchs over people and our planet? We have so many awakening spiritual, new psychology groups, and alternative healing methods. Jesus was a healer. To help grow the heart and soul community services with a basic guaranteed income, with single payer for all, to get the power back to the communities. So when the money, government subsidies, comes into the state, it goes to, you know, the communities for these new community programs. At Heart and Soul, Heart Math Institutes, really important, spiritual sciences, and various soul therapies and transformation coachings will transform the warring drug wars and labeling and drugging systems. All right, the Heart and Soul Purpose Community Services are the nurturing, caring, loving light services that will unite humanity from inside out while teaching quantum physics and cosmic universal laws. And Michael will talk more about the 12 basics of those in his new book, just a sec. Anyway, soul therapy helps people evolve via direct contact with their unique higher power, intuition, God within, divine guidance, still small inner voice, inner light, inner power, multidimensional, eternal soul energies. Heart and Soul Community Services will teach people the truth that all drug highs and altered states can be accessed and much more via each person's own eternal, wise soul power connections to Source. The kingdom of heaven is within, not in drugs. No AI robot or brain chips will ever do this for our human species. All aggressive youth can do more sports, not wars, not drug wars. No, no, no. Every human being has a divine creative soul purpose or God-given gifts they came to share. Okay, we can unite our USA communities and states beyond race, religions, caste, gender issues, poverty, abuse, warring, drug wars, and all the old congressional, sociological, economic, political divisions that were set up to divide and conquer this planet by the plutocracy or cabal, whatever you want to call them. Churches, community resource outreach groups, schools, and health and human services can help those in every community define their heart and soul residents, jobs, so they can feel respected, not labeled and drugged and given SSDI. We have a plethora of new Earth evolving community jobs and projects, developments that foster love, joy, sharing, enlightenment, and healing for self and the Mother Earth. New paid volunteer jobs for all, 501c3s, jobs, apprentice programs, new jobs, multicultural arts, green teams, and new community co-ops can be developed with a basic guaranteed income for all with single payer. Time to focus, focus, focus. Mass media, news, propaganda machines, and Hollywood's towards our awakening, loving light armies, communities of conscious, compassionate species, these jobs with single payer for true democracy, freedom, justice, and new earth jobs for all. And with that, I just wanted to add Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, okay, of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So welcome, Andy, and welcome, Reverend Michael Gross.
Thank you. It's a joy to be on.
So God within, here we go, one nation under God.
By the way, Lynn, some other time, ask me about the under God phrase in the Pledge of Allegiance. It has a history that's too far to go into right now on this program. Michael Gross. Dr. Gross, your webpage says joy and happiness. I'd like to know what the difference is.
Ah, well, there is a subtle difference. They're almost similar, but, you know, joy is something that you do every day and that you feel. It's a different vibration and frequency. So it's the joy of being alive, joy of breathing, joy of being with someone, joy of what you're doing. And then happiness is another frequency and vibration, which means that, you know, you're doing something that brings you pleasure. Even joy and happiness are almost synonymous. Every word, every thought is a different frequency and vibration. So one can be joyful in what they're doing.
Would it be accurate for me to say that joy was the experience of doing something that brought about happiness?
I'm tuning in, so to speak, and what I do is carry on the conversation with what I call the God, the true source. They are interrelated. You are correct.
I'm just trying to understand.
No, you're doing it well. They are interrelated.
I have found that the people in my life who I encounter come from various backgrounds affected by their own personal experiences and environments, and they use languaging, which is often similar but not always similar. So I make it a point to try and define the terms I'm communicating with another person on so that we can be clear. And that's what, in my opinion, what gives us commonality. We need to get to commonality first with each other.
Well, you know, when I work with incapacitated people, it gives me a lot of joy because I am helping them, and they need the help. But when I get stuck in the bureaucracy of paperwork, I'm not happy. So the work with them is joyful, but the other part is not happy for me to do all the legal work that's required of me to do. So
some other time after this program, yeah. I would like to discuss it with you further after this program. I have a lot of feelings myself about how our systems treat incapacitated people, but that's beyond this show right here.
Yes.
But every person
deserves
dignity. And I was pleased to know that on today's so-called March for Women, the flagship marchers in New York said this is not just about women, it's about women and men and people from all cultures and creeds. And they mentioned people with disabilities. It was a very inclusive message. I was very pleased to see that change because I found that there's a tendency for groups to define themselves alone, and that makes it easier for people in power to divide them and conquer them. And if we stick together, we recognize our what would be the right word? We recognize what's common about all of us. We have a much better ability to exercise our grand power, if you will, all of us together, right?
Well, yes.
You have to say it the way that works for you.
Well, you know, I want to talk a little bit about what I see for the future, as was alluded in my bio, and I didn't realize I did all these things. But anyway, getting back to me, everybody has a mission and goal in life. We have two mission and goals. One is on the human plane, which is the work that all three of us are doing, working with other people in some capacity to help all the souls grow. But also there's on the inner plane, which is the spiritual plane. And for me, my mission and goal is to help all souls to reconnect with what I call God, the true source, or God, if you will, whichever. And so that is my mission and goal. And when it was made very clear to me that this is my mission and goal, and I realized that when we sign up, in other words, before we incarnate and come into a body, we choose our parents, our relationships, everything we choose to empower us. Some of it's karma or karmic debt. And I want to explain karma for a moment because karma, is nothing but an experience. It's something to grow. And a debt could be something that we agree to pay back in this lifetime. For example, in a past lifetime, I was very wealthy, gave away a lot of money. In this lifetime, I would have to experience what it is to receive money so I can understand both sides of the coin, so to speak. But going into our mission and goal, my mission and goal, as I said, is to help everyone connect with God, the true source, and that's why I wrote a book 12 called The Spiritual Primer, and it talks about the 12 spiritual laws. What is interesting enough is when you sign up to do this work, whatever your spiritual mission and goal is, there are two ways you can do it. One of them is that it is mutable. In other words, it can be changed, or it can be irrevocable. In my case, it was irrevocable. So what does it mean? It means no matter what I did, I had to go back to doing what I'm doing now, and that is to help awaken the souls. So if we understand that consciousness is changing on the whole planet, and that includes everything that both you and Linda have been talking about, that's where we're heading. The unfortunate part is that it takes time. We all want things to change instantaneously, and I am no different. I want things yesterday. However, the change, as Linda talked about, and I believe you are too, has to come from within inside each one of us to realize that we are universal. We all have the same things in common. But there are forces that are trying to stop that from happening. And so my mission and goal is to help you all reconnect. And then in the process of reconnecting, it will help all of us bring about the change that brings about love and joy in the community. This is not an airy-fairy thing. This is a thing that we all need to do. Now, eons ago, there was a government called the Solon government. It was in Greece. It was probably one of the best governments at that time because they met once a year. It was very universal. The only problem was there were two. They didn't allow women, and, of course, they didn't allow anyone that wasn't a landowner. But in essence, what they did was universal to help everyone within the country of Greece. And we are going to move beyond that, but what we're going to do is go through a lot of chaos, unfortunately. This year alone, there's going to be more anger, more frustration, more hate. And as I look at it, I see it as a process that we all have to go through to say enough is enough is enough and move forward into a very positive way. I see problems with the economy coming up. I see a new economic system coming up, not tomorrow morning, but over the next 5 to 7 years. I see a lot of earth changes coming up, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, floods, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. And what we need to realize that all this is controlled by our mass consciousness. Our anger, our hate, our frustration, we're being manipulated by so many energies, so many souls, the press, the governments, and so on and so forth. All this can be stopped instantaneously.
Well, if I may interject for a moment... If I may interject and be rude, I would say that in my view, getting to know what you call your soul, getting to know one's inner self, is the bulwark on which would protect us from being manipulated. When people don't take the time to stop and do whatever they need to do to get in contact with what's inside them, that's when they become available to be manipulated.
I have to interject here. Michael, my first name's Lynn. Anyway, it's really important at this level that people understand you can't have inner peace for world peace projects and programs unless you re-educate and train people. And people that are in the streets or people that are in warring areas or under threat of war, which the planet is now, we're allowing this, okay? The churches and spiritual groups really need to unite, like, now, and get the legislation and focus it. And really, Hollywood needs to be responsible. They tried to put out there and have been putting out there violence programs, and war is fun for way, way too friggin' long, and they need to be stopped. And they really need to get together with us and with the legislation and bring in the new thoughts and new focus on developing armies of light. That's a resistance. That's truly what the last Star Wars is about. That's what we came to do. And that it is more joyful. It is fun. It's exciting to grow people's inner soul purpose. It's divine. It's creative. It's fantastic. We came to grow each other's night, not snuff them out, abuse them, beat the crap out of them, drug them, keep them so off guard they have no clue who they really are, where they're coming from. They're in a horrible state of poverty and survival, which is ludicrous for this planet. I mean, Africa alone has 7.4 billion acres, enough for 1 acre per person right now. So we really got to get over this lack, get into sharing and caring, helping, healing, caring, sharing, loving, hands-on healing, not hands-on drugs and guns and bombs and AI. Okay? We really need to get this together. Thank you.
Dr. Gross, I noticed that you have experience in business. Is there some fundamental event or some fundamental pathway that caused you to move into the spiritual realm?
Yes, But I would just like to finish the one point about the soul, in which you were talking about. You're right. And I believe what I'm being asked to present by God, the true source, was a roadmap to be able to go back to our origins. And I don't want to avoid answering your question, but I just thought, you know, one of the reasons I'm living in the Pacific Northwest is, and I didn't know why, Spirit said to me, and I was living in Boston at the time, that I was to go to the Northwest. I said, no, I'm not. And so I got in a big argument with Spirit, and Spirit said, I don't care if you move from there to Illinois, which I did live in, North Dakota, blah, 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 Florida, you're going to be in the Northwest, you've got work to do. And I go, no, I'm not. Well, here I am in the Northwest. And what I discovered was this was the seeds of spirituality eons and eons and eons ago. And the Lemurians were a group of entities, or souls, if you will, that lived here. They were part human and part hologram, so to speak. And they ate very few fruits and nuts, and they teleported, but they were very, very spiritual. And that's why I'm here, because the seeds of change are in the Pacific Northwest and will continue to grow up throughout the whole universe. But what I was told to was to write about the 12 spiritual laws as a roadmap for everyone to realize that they can go back to their true soul's urge. And what is the true soul's urge? It's unconditional love, allowingness, and non-judgmentalness. So we're all an aspect of the true source. All of us are. Or in the Bible it said we're made in the image of God. However you wanted to explain it. And so if we understand that the pure essence of God is unconditional love, allowingness, what a world this would be. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We'd be really, really happy. So I just wanted to bring that out. But now I'd like to address your question, and thank you for letting me bring this out. So, Andy, would you ask the question again?
Yes. Is there some specific event in your life or influence that caused you to become immersed in your current line of work?
Very good question. Thank you. Many, many years ago, I was in the nursing home business. As you see, I've done a lot of different things. And Spirit came to me and said I had a choice of being a multimillionaire or become very spiritual. And out of the words of my mouth was, very spiritual. I said, where did that come from? Because I was immersed in economics and Congress and businesses and money and all that stuff. And everything shifted in my life. And I began to follow my spiritual path and learning and growing. But if you're familiar with what they call the Akashic records are records of all your past lives and what mission and goal you have chosen to do in this lifetime. Later on, not at that point, I found out that this is what I chose to do, was to learn all about economics, marketing, businesses, so on and so forth. And then, at the age of 35, make a major shift. And this major shift was to go into spirituality. And then later on, I learned about my mission and goal, which is, as I said, to help everyone connect with God, the true source. So this was a background for me to understand just how the world works and how, let's say, they're misunderstood and our priorities are misunderstood, where it's all into greed, money, and avarice, as opposed to spirituality. So that was the shift for me. And by the way, just call me Michael. Okay.
I've found that typically when working with others, whatever their field, I usually find there is an influence, either an event or a family background, something that propelled them into the change. That's why I'm intrigued. Whenever I go to see my dentist, I always ask, why did you become a dentist? And nobody usually asks these people, and you get the most amazing stories. We're all stories.
Well, for me, there was no event whatsoever. I mean, was unusual when I was growing up and went to college. I worked 3 jobs. My parents were unemployed. I supported them for a short period of time until they got jobs. So there was nothing that really shifted me into spirituality. It was just my mission and goal was at the age of 35 to make a major shift, which I didn't learn, as I said, till later. So that was the propelling factor for me. It was something I...
Well, I think you talked about the choice of whether to become a millionaire or not. I think one of the issues at hand for people in our society is many of them are brought up to believe the way to measure themselves is by their financial wealth rather than more internal measurements. I have nothing against money, but it shouldn't be your measure of personal worth. It should be a byproduct of your work, and you should measure yourself by other more important means.
I'm going to step in on that one, too. Let's go to SSDI, okay, for mental health problems and the labeling and drugging of toddlers, okay, and others with mental health. And then
I could do 10 shows on mental health.
Yeah, and then how about school-to-prison systems, okay, which is a reality, or to juvie, or to jail, or into foster care homes, and the dysfunction of the jails. How many jails are filled with, what, 95% of drug and alcohol-related problems? Those problems are mental health problems. We have healing for those. The healing methods are here now. There's medical hypnosis. It has an insurance code. It already heals addictions and moderate to severe psychiatric disorders. Moderate to severe psychiatric disorders. Already being healed, okay, with doctors and PhDs and what have you. And it partly, as you know, hypnotherapy helps people connect to the God source within, that inner guidance system. I even have a newspaper article from Hood River in 1999, full page on my hypnotherapy work where I was connecting people with a God within, their own empowerment. So it's really time that we get, you know, I know that the fossil fuel industry, there's all these new green technologies that are trying to get out there, but I feel we, you and I, the three of us, and a lot of the different people that are associated with and working with BBS, we're here for the enlightenment of the new mental health care facilities, which means we can take the jails and turn them into tiny houses, remodel them, tiny apartments. We can transform, like kuhumana.org in Hawaii. We can transform the military bases into transformational housing and spiritual program, enlightenment, and then bring them into community services. Everyone has gifts. And like I said, the 501c3s in Oregon alone, there's 22,000 of them over that now, okay, so that they're already set up to take on all kids and different people and projects and programs at a heart and soul level. That's why they were set up. So we already have the basis for these jobs. Pay them to volunteer for these heart and soul services with single payer instead of SSDI, and label them, making them feel less than crap and unworthy, and giving them drugs and get them jobs. Jobs that pay them not to volunteer from our more armed forces and more militarized police programs. You pay them to be of community services, and you give them single payer instead of more armed force services and more warring thought forms and more militarized policing and more abuse and violence from it and fear factors and more gun sales. Thank you.
Well, maybe in the next election in 2018, we'll have people more amenable to some of that.
All right.
Well,
how do you guys bring it up and get it networked and market it and get the sales out there and get the media out there to understand? For me, nursing, registered nurse in two countries, I'm like, hey, we need these new mental health care processes. And it's God within. That's the inner light body of the person, where they can jump into their inner light, open the chakras. They can go backwards or forwards in time, jump into Aura, Merkaba, whatever. They can go to other planets. You know, they can evolve individually and collectively at heart and soul new resonance. That's where the 12 universal cosmic laws come in, and the new law of attraction for soulmates and real soulmates and homemates and twin flames is at the soul level of each individual. We've been missing all of these relationship keys and factors and, you know, being pushed off on these ego mind insane programs, taking sir orders from outside, you know, militarism, instead of from within. And I'm just so blessed and happy that you guys are evolved to the point but have the background and connections of you know, congressional types of legislation, and all legislation's online with manuals anyway through MIT or CARE Stanford or whoever, that we can actually do this. And you have the background in marketing and information and expertise in the products and services that we really have to develop a whole new mental health care services that work with the inner light or soul level and heart, which is the armies, you know, armies of light, you could put it that way. Maybe that'd be more exciting for people. What do you think about the words on that, both of you? Thank you.
Lynn, you and I have talked at great length about these, and at times I've played devil's advocate for you. And I've told Lynn that I admire her vision, but getting there isn't so easy, and we've talked about great length about how you get there, so I won't bore you with it now.
Well, you know, my opinion, you know, it's semantics, armies of light are correct, but a lot of people that you will talk to when you use the word army, they get bristly, they get frightened, they feel insecure.
Yep.
And so for me, what feels comfortable for me is allegiance of light. And
okay.
Well, in fact, excuse me for interrupting, but this is a critical thing. Lynn and I have talked about this, and I've even reworked some of her writings to appeal to other audiences, and that's one of the reasons I'm here, is to understand how different people hear words and to translate between different word sets so people understand that their feelings are really common and not put aside by a difference in language. I know people for whom armies of light they would embrace. I know other people who they would not embrace. You have to change the language for the same concept.
Well, you're absolutely right, and maybe I have a hang-up with the word army, because to me, my connotation of that is aggressiveness and control and manipulation, which is, you know, what we're seeing today in many instances. On the other hand, to me, legions are people who are working together to make major changes. And, you know, it's been very much foretold that this time in this planet, at this age, that we're going to go through a lot of chaos and that we're going to come out the other side with love and joy and a lot of happiness. So we are part of that group. We are the instruments of change. Each one of us are doing it individually on a human level, but on a spiritual level, we're linking up together. And I should say I'm very blessed to see things that are going on the inner plane or spiritual plane and watching energy and how energy works. And, you know, there are two things that are going on. There's so many controlling interests. All religions are basically good, but all religions say my way is the only way. And you know what? That's wrong. But whatever resonates with anybody, to find the real truth, that's what's important. Whatever religion I chose to grow up and learn about, I chose, and I asked, why did I choose that? And the answer was because true seekers go beyond religion to find the truth. And that's what's beginning to happen. If we're looking at the millennials, as they say, they're less religious, they have a different concept and understanding. Yes, they
less religious, but not less spiritual.
On the other hand, that's correct. But on the other hand, they have an image or a vibration to bring about a major change and understanding. And it's up to us and people like us, the legions of light, so to speak, or the army of light, if you wish, to help guide them to make sure they're following through on their mission and goal, what they are to achieve. And that's basically to make major changes to unite us into oneness. You know, America was founded on principles of freedom of religion, freedom of speech, et cetera, et cetera. And unfortunately,
one of these days we should talk about that, because I think most people forget when this country was formed, it was to rebel against religious tyranny. And even the phrase God in the Pledge of Allegiance only came about in the 50s during the McCarthy era, because they were afraid of godless communism. Also, I believe in the universe. My thinking so far has gotten to the point that the universe is composed of competing forces to both construct and destruct, and what will eventually win is what we want the most. You know, given two athletes running a race equally matched, the winner will be the one who wants it the most. So I think in the final analysis, our will for good is what will be the deciding factor.
Well, I can't argue with you. You're 100% correct on that point. But when I look into the future, even though we're going through a lot of chaos at this time, as I look at America, will again be a great country. We'll stand for what we originally started from. Yes, it'll be modified more positively. but I do see that. And I do see also that we probably won't be here, but our population will be greatly reduced in 100, 150 years, and people are going to be much more spiritual. And what we're going to do is when a person is ill, they're going to go see an intuitive to discover where it's from, and they'll be working with different practitioners before they go to allopathic medicine. So I've seen the future and what it's going to be, and there is no doubt. There are forces on the spiritual plane that are dark and on the human plane that are dark. And yet, the will of the humans on this planet, the human souls that come here to make changes, and this is not airy-fairy, there is no doubt in my mind that everything will come out positive. And we will.
Unfortunately, we as a species have a habit of trying everything wrong first before we finally get our act together and do it right.
Well, maybe that's the majority of people, but the rest of the souls, they know what the right way is, and they're beginning to do that, and we need to support them. But we also need to, and get back to what I said, is help a roadmap for them to develop their soul urge to do the work they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And it sounds like an advertisement for me, but it's so strong what True Source gave me about the 12 spiritual laws. It's just a roadmap to change our consciousness so that we can be one. You know, Jesus would meditate many, many times, and he would get what I call true inner source guidance as to the things he was meant to do. In the missing years of Jesus, there seems to be proof that he studied with the Hindus and the Buddhists and so on, because they have these wonderful drawings on their temples of this man that was there, who was Jesus, learning a great deal. Now, it's not that he didn't come empowered, it's not that he didn't come in the mission and goal. What it did was work with the energy on this planet to help change the consciousness. And in the way he did.
We could do a program on that, too.
Okay, this is the program right now, okay? The churches, they should be doing, they should be opened up, and really the spiritual groups too, and developing these new healing arts and transformation service centers at
but
every church.
But unfortunately, a lot of
church and find out who they are, why they're here, why are they angry or upset. Everyone, whoever is angry or upset, it doesn't matter race or religion or gender.
That may
anything.
Be what they
Their
should
answers
be
are
doing,
inside
but
of them.
You've
they
gone
need to go to
fight a lot of entrenched
or a new spiritual place of healing arts and transformation services that we open up in every community, new health, new earth health, you know, mental health facilities. They're really important right now, these jobs. Go ahead.
That's what should happen, but you're up against a lot of tradition and a lot of historical roadblocks to get there.
I know,
one
but you and Michael are here to do that, to help that
one
happen.
One of the things that Dr. Gross said a moment ago about guiding our youth, I have been concerned in my own way about our youth because there's a tendency on the part of some of the youth to be ageist or to not understand the value that some of us geezers over 40 and 50 can share with them. I've known several activists in their 60s and 70s, and they do have important experience to help guide the energy of the youth. And I'm concerned that the youngsters, the young people, don't realize the value of that. It takes both. It takes the energy of youth and the wisdom and experience of older folks together to make the whole thing work.
Well, we have to take the elders that are in the systems of manipulation, of drug wars and warring and jailing and drugs for emotional problems or guns and violence and teaching children war games, war as a game? That is perverted. So that
well, I was thinking more like...
What are we teaching these children at 5 and 6 to think war is a friggin' game? It's not.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of the fact that many college youth now are very activist, but they don't have the benefit. For instance, if you've been around 50 or 60 years, you have the benefit of failing a number of times, seeing tricks, you know, seeing the tricks that power-hungry people play. You get to know the rules, Whereas the younger group that's very active doesn't have the benefit of that seasoning. They could accidentally fall into traps or forget to watch their back. And
well, of course, but you have to get to the point where, like, transformation game. Why aren't people talking about it all over for Christmas and everything else? The transformation game is the most spiritually evolved, psychological, new game training there could possibly be. It's out of Findhorn. It's absolutely fantastic. I mean, oh my, it's so evolved. And, but is there any marketing and advertising for it? No. But robots and AI, hey, what are we allowing? What are the churches and all these different groups of, our CBO, our Congressional Budget Office, what are they approving more money for more militarism? I mean, we just had MLK. You know, I mean, I go by LMH, Lynn Mystic Healer. Hey, why are we allowing more money to be spent on militarism? Where are the people that are going after the audit? Where are the people? We have an audit from Senator Wyden about the Pentagon, the dark money, the perversions, and all the creepy, drug money's runners. I mean, the Pentagon is being audited. Where's the arrest? Okay? What's going on? You know, hey, and then where are these new jobs, the new health and human services? Aren't we supposed to be developing them, the new jobs, the new cities of enlightenment, peace, green? People are angry, upset. You help them. You're an inner peace police, if you want to call it that, trained. Come on. This is crazy.
Well, you know, there is a major change coming about, and you're right, the younger people need to understand how to work within the system. But also they are the muckrakers, so to speak, to make changes. But I'd like to tell a little personal story. And, you know, my son is in Durham, North Carolina, and he owns a couple of restaurants. And he called me. He said, Dad, I just became part of the G Corporation. And I said, I'm not really familiar with the G Corporation. And he said, well, it takes a year to qualify, a lot of paperwork, and he's turning his two restaurants. He's got one of them over in that, and he has another restaurant that he's converting to it. And it believes in the three P's. And the P's are people, planet, and profit comes last.
Wow.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, there's the same thing. And, I used to live in Maryland. They had Schedule B Corps, where as part of your documents of incorporation, you had to state your social responsibility goals, and they became an inherent part of the business.
Yes.
So things do change.
You know, I may be wrong. Maybe it is the B Corporation, not the G.
It could be G in that. There is a G Corporation. It could be that in North Carolina.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then I was thinking, too, I had some youth that right away, when I told them, that everyone deserves a safe place to live, a safe place. I mean, that's what our military really fought for, right? Clean air, clean water, right? Yeah. And a safe place to live. So, to process so that they can hear the still small voice and they aren't freaked out. They have a safe place to live and grow and heal. And if they have a basic guaranteed income to be part of these community plethora of community services, and then they have single payer attached to it, hey, they have freedom to say, hey, I want to learn, geometric domes. I want to do wind or solar or, hydrogen cell cars or whatever, or more electric cars or whatever. I mean, they can do, there's so much that they could, if they're not really healers or whatever. I mean, they're here for different types of animals or whatever, I mean, we have so much that they could be doing, and then these youth go to me, hey, can we start our own business then? Because we'd have a place to live and we'd have a guaranteed income. So can me and my 10 friends start our own business? Hey, only the rich have the money to make the money to have the business. Really, that's so creepy.
The point that Dr. Gross was making. The point that Michael was making was that even hard-boiled business is changing, and only a select few now remain dark. The majority of people in business now recognize, at least if they themselves don't feel the pull, that they recognize those people they serve feel the pull. And you'll notice when there's a big legislation that occurs in America and it's against popular norms, the big, huge corporations, Apple, Google, all this Amazon come out, and they basically tell U.S. government, hold up now. Our 50 million customers don't want this. So even if they're not themselves pulled in a social way, they recognize who they're serving. And a lot of the U.S. population has become very much more careful about what they want in their products. So,
well, yeah, and then
it is an important shift. This is not that this is
texting on cap and trade, you know, for.
And that's why the robber barons that are with us now don't have much longer.
Yeah.
The robber barons that are here now don't have much longer to survive.
Oh, we have.
Well, here's another point I'd like to just point out.
That's the other thing. There's how many planets that have been hidden from us, too? Close, fairly close, 7 or 9 now that are just like Earth. I mean, but, oh, are we going to even, you know, fathom talking about it? Oh, no, no, they want their stuff.
Lynn, there's a lot of people that talk about it. You're talking to the wrong folk. There's a lot of people that talk about it.
Well, yeah. Let me just point out something else, you know. I'd like to continue on the subject with my son's restaurants. And he's got 75 employees. He's going to be opening more. But this is what's interesting. So in Durham, North Carolina, the minimum wage is 7.25 an hour. And everything is relative. Things are cheaper. You know, I'm in the Seattle area. It's $15 an hour. Boy, the rents went sky high, but I don't want to get into that. But going back to there, so he pays for minimal work 14.25 hour, almost double. And what is interesting is now he's got, you know, some health care and 401k, and they don't even want to participate in it, the younger people. He's having a hard time to talk them into a 401k, where he's contributing more money and so on and so forth. There seems to be some kind of an attitude where, now these are basically younger people, that they have to understand what they're creating in their life. And most of them are interested in their pleasures. He had one of his managers resign because he had to work 4 hours a week overtime, just 4 hours, 2 hours one night, 2 hours another night. He'd rather go out drinking with his buddies than
work. Well, you have
work.
To, the other part of that that's really important for people is to realize, like, we have a chef school here, and they started a really beautiful greenhouse and organic gardens outside. It's very, very cool. And the people that love gardening and master gardeners want to be able to pay people to have vertical gardens and edible landscaping crews and green teams. There's people that like to garden. There's people that like to cook, okay? And there's people that like to be around the cooking and serving and being around that atmosphere. And there's people that don't. You know, so you just have, I mean, that's where the soul work, the heart and soul work comes in. Because, I mean, we've got people that are supposedly taking care of elders. They don't even like people, much less elders, okay?
Well, I think with youth, there's a feeling, there's a predominant feeling.
Oh, grab it. No.
There's also
a
predominant feeling among many youth that they'll live forever and they're invulnerable. And a lot of young people are raised today without an understanding of delayed gratification. And that will come to haunt them later if they don't learn the lesson as they go through life.
Well, that's the other thing. If there's all this other availability at an encouragement at a heart and soul level, then you're looking at, like Michael's 12, the 12 basic cosmic universal laws that will lead people into groups of, you know, the UFO groups and then, or USOs or whatever. And then there's, you know, the space travel, the new technologies, the new, you know, biophotonic water systems, whatever, you know, they'll know, you know, saving the ocean, cleaning, you know, whatever. But
well,
part of
getting in touch with your inner self
animals,
means
a lot of them are here for, I'm here to help shift us off this crazy, insane drugging and worrying paradigm that is just, I'm here to help bring in this new psychology and, you know, mental health care service.
Well, Lynn, you talk a lot about at-risk youth, and one of the problems with at-risk youth, they don't take the long view. They feel their life is fleeting, and they could die any time. So why worry about the long term?
Advertising and marketing. Yeah, it's just new advertising marketing. You can, come on, propaganda. Look at MKO.
Well,
you can get people to do almost anything. It's kind of perverted.
I'd like to interject something. So, you know, I chose to become a hypnotherapist, certified hypnotherapist, timeline therapy, all the things you mentioned, because I didn't want to go into traditional therapy as a psychologist because all of it, as far as I'm concerned, talk therapy. And just to go in a little bit deeper, I have a very good friend, and she comes to me for counseling, and she's a PhD in psych. And, you know, we talked a lot about a lot of things, but you pointed out years ago, the psychiatrist was to counsel you and the psychologist was to listen and give you suggestions. I'm remaking it really brief. And yet today all the psychiatrists do is dispense medicine and the psychologists treat you with your emotional issues. And what I discovered by accident, I would like to share this with you. So I read about a little about how Native Americans do soul retrieval. Well, they go into their, they have peyote, they do whatever they do, I don't know. And I had a dream one night. Dream was that you're going to do soul retrieval, Michael. Spirit's telling me. I said, no, I'm not. It's too difficult, too hard, I'm not going to do it. Now, the dream is so vivid, it's like I'm talking to you. So I'm arguing with them all night. And they said, no, you've done it in past lives, you know all the shortcuts. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And I woke up saying, no, I'm not. And I said, okay. 3 days later, I get a call from a friend of mine, Sui Pua, who is from Hawaii. And he said, he went to see an intuitive in Seattle and said, you see a man named Dr. Michael Gross, that's me, she doesn't know me, and I'm supposed to put him back together again. Well, he's a Vietnam War vet, Marine Corps, and we know they're hardcore. And that's when I began to do soul retrieval. And when something traumatic happens in our life, a part of our soul fragments. Yeah. And I'll just relate to me. So in 10th grade, I'm taking geometry. The teacher is like 150 years old. You know, 10th grader. She was really 65. But she had taught by intimidation. Well, in New York State, they have what they call the Regency's exam. You can pass the school exams, but if you don't pass the Regents, you flunk the course. So that year, passing was 55 degrees on the Regency, 55 rather, and I got 50. So I had to go to summer school. Had such a great teacher, I got 98. The point I'm trying to bring out is now, whether you're 14, 15, whatever you were, now I'm 35, and I suddenly realize, oh my God, part of my soul had fragmented from being embarrassed, and it was blocking me from improving myself further. So I had to recall and bring in that part of the soul that had fragmented, that was in the dark recesses in another spiritual vibration and energy. So that's one of the things I do, but I'm not trying to say, come to see me. What I'm trying to point out is, when I work with people and bring in that part of the soul with the help of God, the true source, their whole personality, their whole life changes. And that's another way of treating
and working with a person. I have a different set of languaging for that, but I agree with you in concept entirely.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that support. But I just want to point that out. There are so many ways, as you were saying, Lynn, to work with a person, whether it's hypnotherapy, soul retrieval, or so on and so forth. But, you know, hypnotherapy is like, oh, that's the devil's work, you know, with some different religions.
Yeah,
and basically, most religions are self-perpetuating. That's all they are. They really don't want people to grow. They really teach by fear. And, you know, some of them, you know, no dispersions upon any religions, but it was hard for me to understand. They went, oh, I'm a recovering Catholic. I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Hierarchical orders designed to perpetuate themselves because they originated in a time when they were the only seats of power and literacy. It just was about 2,000 or 3,000 years out of obsolete.
Absolutely, and they were taught by guilt. You know, if you don't do
and
this,
so
you
what
don't
the,
do
what
that.
The organized religion can, what organized religion or many groups can provide for people who don't know themselves and want to know themselves, it can provide a way for that person to sort of license out their thinking to somebody, let somebody else do the thinking for them. And what I try to do is help everybody think for themselves.
Yep.
And that's very frightening for a lot of people because it's a leap
sure
of
is.
Faith.
It sure is a leap of faith, exactly.
Okay, we're getting close to the end, you guys. Do you have some kind of epiphanies of light, statements or contacts that you want to each leave for the listening audience?
I'll just say this. At a certain level, we are all very much the same. We all follow the same laws. Can't help it.
Well, I would like to say a couple of things. You know, many years ago, I'll make it really brief, I came to the realization that, you know, we all look, we're different colors, sizes, and so on and so forth, even different belief systems. But you know what? If we removed our skin and we're just bones and organs, we all look the same. We're all identical. And that's what we have to remember. We're all the same. And I'd like to just mention that my website is small case DR Michael Gross. drmichaelgross.com, drmichaelgross.com, no period after doctor. And you can look on my website. Also, I would like to just reference that on Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m., which is Pacific time, to 7:30 p.m. Pacific time, I have a webinar call-in where you call in and ask questions, and then Spirit will give me a 10 or 15-minute little message to give to all of you. So I'd like to give you the number. It's conference call number, 515-739-1020. That's 515-739-1020. And the access code is 125-446-POUND.
No, it's not, Mike. Doesn't work, Michael. That pin doesn't work. 125-466-POUND does not work.
No.
Or
445-446-POUND?
Yeah, I tried it.
It doesn't work.
Okay.
Sometimes
on your website.
Sometimes, Lynn.
Okay.
Sometimes, Lynn, I've tried when I call in, it gives you a fit, or it gives you a problem, but it is. I've been using the same number for over 15 months, so give it another try, but thank you for bringing that up. So I
okay, say one more
everybody.
Time real quick. Just stay at 6:30 Pacific.
Sure.
Go. We've got to tie
it's
up right now.
It's on his website.
Oh, it's on the website. Okay, everyone, it's on the website.
Okay,
we're done now. We're going to listen to Planet of the Light by Sarah Adams. No. We're going to listen to Shine Your Light. Let's shine your light, everyone. We got to help the people shine their light and find their answers within and Heart and Soul Community Services. Let's go. Shine Your Light by Patti Becker from her album Carry Me Away. Thank you. Blessings. Two more weeks, I'll be
thank
back.
You
thank you guys.
On.
Thank you, Andy and Michael. Thank you. Bye now.
My God stands beside me in everything I do. My God lives inside me and loves me through and through. If the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk with our brothers. We would walk in every act of kindness and in every teardrop too. And if the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades. Start right now. while